Time for a bit of Monday motivation. Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com, is with us as per usual. Rick, good morning to you.
G'day, Robbo and family. How are we all?
All very well. And a nice weekend, hopefully had by all.
Beautiful weekend, yes. New month. We love new month because, again, it's just like a Monday. We get to recharge and reboot. We set our guys a little challenge over the weekend, just for 40 minutes of movement a day. And it sounds an arbitrary number, but it's actually quite purposeful. So if you can move for 40 minutes, and look, obviously you've got your hard days where you might want to do a real brisk walk or a jog or a fast jog walk or a ride or a swim or whatever, and then you've got your easier days where you might walk around the golf course or you might... walk the dog really slowly with a friend at a leisurely pace, or walk to get a coffee. 40 minutes a day, if you do that for the 30 days or 31 days or whatever's left now, 20-odd, you'll start to form hardwired patterns, number one. But number two, you're kicking over that box where it's not just an easy recreational thing. You're starting to get into a few more fat stores and 35, 37, 39 minutes in, you go, well, your body's really forced to use a bit of fat as fuel as well, which is really good, of course. And then it's like, well, yeah, 40 minutes. And then by November, 40 minutes doesn't seem that long at all. And that's where I want to really go with this. You're really starting to build habits that your body's used to moving and burning for a longer period of time, because often we go for 20 minutes or 25. So that 40-minute barrier, I think, for a lot of listeners will be a really big thing.
Yeah.
And you'll see what I mean if you do it for 25 days in a row.
I'm terrible at maths, but I was just sort of looking at it then. You know, it's 31 days by 40 minutes. It adds up to a lot of minutes, a lot of time moving, you know?
Yeah, which is the thing. It's just worries. Because if you say 20 minutes, then often you can do that. But 40 minutes is a big challenge, and it is. It is a big challenge. And you're going to have to set yourself in that day, and you're going to have to probably get up a bit early, or you're going to have to block out a part of your lunch break or whatever you have to do. But there's a reason we go with that number, and it's a really hard session. Like if you say, I'm going to walk briskly for 40 minutes, you will know about it. And that might be a hard day, but again, we always say the hard, easy days. So the next day you might take your dog or just a leisurely walk down for the coffee. But this kind of stuff with bikes and indoor trainers and that is great as well. So
yeah,
just a 40-minute session.
Okay.
It's some interval work. But the biggest thing is making sure you set yourself the time.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be starting to miss one day and then not get back on the horse and miss 2 and 3 and 4 days in a row.
I'm feeling quite motivated because I saw last night on the news a great story. An old fella, he's 97. He survived coronavirus. He survived D-Day in World War II. He was one of the last surviving diggers from that, got out. And he said he's got, like, I don't know, heap of kids, heap of grandkids, heap of great-grandkids. And he said, well, that in itself is motivation to keep living. But the last shot of him was there with two little barbells, and he was doing his exercises. And I thought to myself, bloody hell, if 97, if he can do it at 40-ish, I can do it. What are you laughing at, mate? but it was a terrific story. So I love things like that too. They give you a bit of motivation.
It's so true. And it's never too late to start. Please, listen, it's never too late to start. And we can reverse a lot of things that we think are just in us, whether it's genes. We can reverse genes, but that's a whole other story. But I promise you, the movement as you get older, and you can be like that beautiful 97-year-old man,
yeah,
and be moving for the rest of your life.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, I tried reversing genes once, but I had trouble getting them down to have a wee. It was pretty awkward. But anyway, on that note...
that's one of your worst ones I've ever heard.
Hey, come on, that's not bad. Let's put it to the audience. Look at that, hey. And look,
you normally bring so much quality. You normally bring so much quality to the table, and you deliver that. But that's okay. And it's everyone. You got your own little producer buttons there.
It's all good fun till someone loses an eye, mate. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robbo. See you, guys.
See you, Rick. All the best, mate. Rick Mirabella from runners.com.